the world's most trafficked animal, and you have likely never heard of it. Today you will learn about the paradox of the pangolin, unfounded beliefs driving its illegal trade, and the environmental cost of losing this extraordinary animal. In the world of wildlife conservation, there are few iconic species that capture the public's imagination. The majestic tiger, elephants, or even the playful panda. But today we are turning our attention to an animal you might not know exists. Shy, active at night, and covered in its unique armor of scales, it might look like a creature straight out of a fable. Some might even say it looks like a dinosaur, even though not a reptile. We're talking about pangolins. Pangolins seem perfectly designed to defend themselves. Their keratin scales, made of the same material as our fingernails, create a protective shell rolling into a tight ball when threatened. This tactic might work against predators in the wild, but against humans, it's tragically defenseless. And as terrible as this might sound, it even makes it easier for poachers to pick them up with their bare hands. There are 8 species of pangolins found across Asia and Africa. 4 of them, including the Chinese pangolin and the Sunda pangolin, are native to Asia, while the African continent is home to species such as the giant and the tree pangolin. By consuming up to thousands of ants and termites daily, they act as natural pest controllers, helping to regulate populations of these insects that might otherwise damage crops, trees, and natural habitats. Through their digging, they naturally aerate the soil, making them a vital part of their ecosystems. But despite their ecological importance, they are hunted relentlessly for their scales. And remember, their scales are the parts that make their armor. And they are falsely believed to cure conditions ranging from simple infection to cancer. Those myths are seen as part of traditional medicine in parts of Asia, such as China and Vietnam. In the same areas, also their meat is seen as a luxury delicacy, representing wealth and status. Those two are the main reasons why pangolins now account for 28% of all global wildlife trade seizures, as provided by the World Wildlife Crime Report. So, how does this trade operate and how does it span continents with such shocking efficiency? In Africa, countries such as Nigeria, Cameroon, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo serve as primary sources, while in Southeast Asia, nations including Indonesia and Myanmar still contribute to the trade. Initially, the trade primarily targeted Asian pangolin species, but as their populations declined due to overexploitation, traffickers shifted focus to African species to serve the demand. Pangolins are poached in various cruel ways. Hunters use guns, traps, and even dig into their burrows to extract them. Once captured, their suffering continues. Some pangolins are killed on the spot, while others endure horrific conditions during transport, crammed into cages, starving, dehydrated, and injured. Then, the scales are often boiled off the animal while it is still alive, a practice used to make their removal easier. In other cases, they are taken after slaughter and smuggled in bulk shipments, frequently disguised as goods such as timber and seafood. But even live pangolins are often packed into crates, labeled as fish or other items. Traffickers use sophisticated networks to coordinate their operations, making use of corruption, fake permits, and nowadays even encrypted communication tools to evade detection. Once these shipments then leave the source countries, they often make their ways to ports in East Asia, where demand is highest. China and Vietnam are the largest markets, where pangolin scales are ground into powders and sold in traditional medicine shops, and their meat is served in exclusive circles. Despite protections under the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, enforcement remains very inconsistent, allowing this trade to continue. But this is not all to it. The consequences of this trade extend beyond the loss of individual animals. Pangolins play a vital role in maintaining ecosystem health. In their absence, populations of ants and termites can increase unchecked, damaging crops and forests. Also through their digging, they contribute to soil health, aerating the ground for better nutrient cycling, which supports plant growth. So maybe, to better remember this little-known animal, you can think of pangolins as the silent gardeners of our environment. In many of the regions where pangolins are hunted, especially in Africa, poverty and limited economic opportunities leave individuals with few options. For some, poaching becomes a desperate way to earn an income and sustain their families. And while this doesn't justify the cruelty inflicted on pangolins, it highlights structural inequalities that drive such actions. At the same time, traffickers take full advantage of these conditions. Highly organized and adaptable, they exploit weak enforcement systems, shift routes to avoid detection, and use corruption to operate with impunity. It's a cycle that maintains the destruction of pangolin populations. And only by addressing these big-picture systematic issues, we can hope to break out of it. There are efforts on the way to protect pangolins. Conservation organizations are working tirelessly to raise awareness, increase enforcement, and rehabilitate rescued pangolins. In some regions, governments have increased penalties for trafficking and allocated more resources to stopping the trade. Public awareness campaigns are also beginning to change the myths that fuel demand, educating consumers on the true cost of their choices. But these efforts need global support. Pangolins may not have the iconic status of elephants or tigers, but their role in the environment is irreplaceable and their plight deserves attention. By shining a light on their story, we can start to change the narrative and give pangolins a fighting chance. The fight to save pangolins isn't just for governments and conservationists, it's for all of us. By spreading awareness, supporting organizations fighting wildlife trafficking, and being conscious consumers, we can all play a role in protecting these extraordinary animals. The world's most trafficked animal may be shy and perhaps unassuming, but its survival depends on us stepping up and making a difference. You've been listening to Here, the podcast brought to you by the Human Environment and Animal Responsibility Initiative, the first nonprofit to take a holistic and equally committed approach in uniting human, environment, and animal responsibility.